ANZ Voices welcomes you to the Business of Bloodstock podcast with your host, Justin Darcy.
Welcome to episode 33 of the Business of Bloodstock podcast, proudly sponsored by Morgan and English Lawyers. I'm Justin Darcy, and today's episode is a special one. Joining me is Charmaine Phelan, the new owner of ANZ Bloodstock News and now the owner of this very podcast. Charmaine has been a key part of the ANZ team since May 2022, playing a major role in the growth and success of what is now one of Australia's leading bloodstock publications. Next month, she officially takes the reins of ANZ and, of course, this podcast. So without further ado, let's dive in and find out how this major acquisition has occurred and what the future of ANZ holds. Charmaine, welcome back to the Business of Bloodstock.
Thank you, Justin. I'm delighted to be back. It's been a little bit between drinks, but nonetheless, super excited.
Well, first and foremost, congratulations on acquiring ANZ Bloodstock News. How's it feeling to take ownership of this brand that you've been so closely involved to for many years?
Oh, look, it's incredibly exciting and also so surreal. Obviously, announcing last night, this is not something that just comes together, you know, in a few days. It's been months worth of work and, on both sides, and absolutely surreal. It's a business I know extremely well and one that I believe in so deeply. You know, I've had the privilege of working closely with the brand over the past few years, seeing the impact it has across the industry, not just here in Australia, New Zealand or Asia, but globally. And, you know, to add to that, it's got such an exceptional team. And Justin, I'm sure you know this all too well. People kind of think it's just a team in Australia, and it's not. It's so much more than that. There's an absolute powerhouse in the UK of people who are all extremely talented people. So to now take ownership and lead that into its next chapter, I'm beyond proud, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And the messages of support have been incredible and deeply moving to receive since it's been announced.
For some of our listeners who may not necessarily know your background, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in racing and how you've been involved in the bloodstock industry?
Yeah, I guess I have quite an interesting journey in the industry. I was initially headhunted by Racing Victoria as their customer and manager back in 2015. So as part of that, I had the Vobis team, the Jockey Silks team, the registration of racehorses, and I was involved in digitising the syndicate renewal process, which was adopted nationally. From there, it was a bit of a sliding door moment, and it was actually when I did the TAB Women in Racing Mentoring Program, when Jess Moody, who was at TBB at the time, said to me, you know, Patrick Clancy's leaving and you should actually apply for the role. And I was like, oh gosh, you know, What nonsense or what business do I have doing that? And I went, you know what, I'm going to apply for it. And I did. And I was appointed in 2018. Absolutely fantastic role. And I was so proud of my tenure at TBB and the legacy from my time there that was left, especially with the adoption of the 7.5 million in Vobis Platinum vouchers. And they're still in play today. While I was there, I completed my MBA and I was put forward for a scholarship for AgriFutures by Mike Becker for the company director's course. So I'm very thankful, Mike, for you believing in me back then. And then I applied for the role with ANZ in 2022. And while I loved and bled TBB at the time and still do a little bit, it was bittersweet to move on. You know, I'd now met my husband, Connor, and I couldn't continue in that role given our lives had taken us to the Hunter Valley. So in 2023, I was then appointed the global head of bloodstock. So currently, for a few more weeks, I oversee Racing Post Bloodstock as well as ANZ News. And that role, again, absolutely love it and bleed ANZ and Racing Post. It's given me the opportunity to work with breeders, owners, sales companies and industry leaders all over the world.
This episode is brought to you by Morgan and English Commercial Lawyers, more than just a law firm. They work like external in-house counsel, getting to know you and your business. With offices in Sydney, Scone and Tamworth and years of experience in the agriculture and thoroughbred industries, Morgan & English deliver practical solutions that work in the real world. Whether it's contracts, disputes or big picture advice, they're the kind of firm you want in your corner.
This is a question that we often ask a lot of our guests on the podcast, but what actually first attracted you to the bloodstock and racing world?
Yeah, Justin, good question. It all started when I was a child. As most people know, I'm Australian-Irish, and when we used to go back to Ireland as children, my uncles were obsessed with racing, and I used to sit on their knees with them and read the Racing Post and watch National Hunt Racing, so very different than the flat. I used to go riding, and I would find, every opportunity to be around horses. I just love them. I remember, and don't ask me the specifics of this because, you know, my memory fails me a little bit, but I think I was about 12. I don't know, you know, back then, Justin, before your time, you used to have to look up the classifieds in the paper and look for different deals or whatever it was. And I think I tried to, I think I must have got it from there, but I tried to broker a deal at about 12 for a riding horse at a school in Victoria. Like I said, no idea how I actually did, but I remember the conversations and I remember then telling my mother what I'd done and her, I still remember her look of surprise. But needless to say, you can't really have a horse in town easily. So, you know, while I was educated and raised in Australia, my love of horses comes from that Irish side. And it was never a career opportunity. And I think we see this a lot available through traditional career options in schools. Like counsellors don't raise the industry as somewhere that people can go to. And I've got a strong corporate background working for big companies such as Suncorp, Telstra, and the American company Staples. So I was headhunted, like I said, by RB while I was at Staples. And I originally thought it was a hoax, and it wasn't. And the initial lure for me, like the thought that I could combine my business skills with my passion and love, far too good to be true. So, you know, I guess in some ways, I guess I've kind of come full circle with that journey and that attraction, really.
Well, it absolutely is full circle. I mean, from brokering deals at 12 to now doing it and physically acquiring the business that is ANZ. But on that as well, how did that opportunity to acquire the business actually come about?
Yeah, I've had this question from a few people overnight and this morning, naturally. I was having dinner with Mark Renshaw, who's obviously our CEO, in July last year. We started talking broadly about, you know, what I might do in the future career aspirations wise. Mark's an incredible CEO, I must say. He's so approachable and down to earth, and he's just phenomenal. So a massive shout out to Mark. But I said to him that I'd been looking at acquiring a business at the time external to the industry, and that's no shock to a lot of people around me. And something inside of me just made me say to Mark, you know, if the opportunity ever arose that ANZ would be available, I would like to be at the table. So fast forward to the end of 2025, and the opportunity came about when, you know, Mark and I had the conversation, and he said, are you still wanting to be at that table? It was just a no-brainer for me. Like, it's something I know intimately and truly believe in. So there was no doubt in my mind.
You've used the word opportunity there a few times. I guess what made acquiring ANZ the right opportunity for you? I mean, you've spoken there about heavily believing in the business and wanting to, I guess, you know, continuing to build it. You've had great success with building the business and being a major part of that growth and success the last few years. But what made it at that point in time the right opportunity to acquire the business?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the other businesses I'd looked at, like I said, weren't in the industry. And, you know, there was a clothing company that was there, and, you know, I could absolutely acquire that and run that. But for me, ANZ, it's got such an incredible brand reputation and a loyal audience. It's been delivering high quality journalism for over 20 years, or well, this year is its 20 year celebration. So it's trusted by breeders, owners, trainers and bloodstock professionals around the world as an industry bible. So, you know, I can absolutely go and acquire another business, but to acquire one where you already believe in it so strongly is such a powerful starting point. And even prior to me working with the Racing Post and ANZ, it was my everyday Bible. So I think you have to have unwavering belief in what you're doing. And I think that's what makes a brand successful ultimately.
Now, I personally can't say that I've acquired a business before or been involved in any of the processes that go through getting to that point where you sign the dotted line to say this is now yours. But was there a moment in particular where you realised that, yes, I'm actually going to sign this piece of paper in front of me?
Yeah, well, look, the piece of paper only came really last weekend officially. But the moment where it made me, you know, I said earlier that I had no doubt in my mind with Mark, but for anyone who has gone through an M&A process, you know, it's a long process and there's lots of different parts on the way where you go, am I doing this? Am I not? And it was actually when I spoke to a close friend in the industry, in Annette, and she... obviously I told her what had presented and she said, fortune favors the brave. I realized it was such a rare chance to take ownership of a business. Like I said, strong foundations, enormous potential for growth, but it was a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I had to really come to the table wholeheartedly and see if I could make it a reality. So that for me when it became a serious and exciting prospect.
We know that the core root of what ANZ is journalism. We're a daily publication that comes out and read by some very loyal subscribers with a database that's continually growing as well. But tell us about high quality journalism. And of course, given it is the core duty of the product, why is that so important to keep in the bloodstock industry?
Yeah, look, I think it's important for any industry, I'll say that first and foremost. Especially in bloodstock, you know, I guess bringing balance and independence, which has been and will continue to be a core value of ANZ. But our industry is obviously complex and global, and people rely on accurate information to make those decisions. So we are there to help them make those decisions. And I've talked about it being the industry Bible. So whether it's breeding trends, sales analysis, staying performance, or, you know, major industry developments, having trusted reporting is really essential for that ecosystem and people's livelihoods to function effectively.
Now, obviously, when acquiring a business, again, can't say that I've done it, but in your shoes, I could imagine that it'd be super exciting. I'm sure you've got plenty of bold plans and exciting things coming up for the business in some time to come as well. But what opportunities excite you the most now that you're officially the owner of the business?
Yeah, look, there's so many things, Justin, and I've been asked that question as well, and it's, you know, where do you start? But I think the one part that really excites me is the opportunity to build on what is a very strong foundation. So outstanding reputation, we can look at how we enhance our offering, grow the audience, and continue to deliver the stories and insights that people value. So there's huge potential to innovate, and, you know, there'll be opportunities that I potentially haven't thought about that will present themselves. And, you know, Justin, something that's been said to me in my time in my role and even in messages overnight and this morning, bringing ANZ under Australian ownership, something I'm so incredibly proud of. It's for the industry, by the industry.
So for our loyal readers that are listening to this podcast, what does ANZ look like going forward, and what are your key priorities for the business?
First and foremost, continuity. You still wake up to ANZ, as you know, each morning. And, you know, a big part of that is because our readers and our clients trust the product, and that will remain unchanged. And I've already touched on this, but we will evolve and we will innovate, and we will do that alongside delivering the great journalism people have come to expect while adapting to the needs of a changing industry and a media landscape.
Do you have a particular message at all that you want to send out to our listeners of this podcast today and any of the readers and partners of ANZ?
Gosh, absolutely. Firstly, thank you. The loyalty of our readers and clients, Justin, and you know this, you know how loyal our clients are, is what makes ANZ Bloodstock News so special. My commitment to our readers and our clients is that the publication will continue delivering the same high-quality journalism and insights, like I said, while continuing to innovate and grow on that.
Now, as we're sort of talking here, obviously our listeners out there won't get to see the video of you and I talking here, but as you're talking, I can see you smiling and having a laugh and really enjoying talking about this. So obviously you're very excited about acquiring this, but personally, what's the most exciting thing for you about the next chapter for yourself and ANZ?
Yeah, personally, I think I put my all into everything that I do, and I think people know that about me. So I think, one, the opportunity to take something that has such a strong foundation and grow it further. And it's a hugely exciting moment for the business and the team and the future of the brand. But personally, I have such a big drive and a big push to kind of improve, change, all those kind of things. So personally, what excites me is seeing where I can push this to, where I can get to. You know, it's very different. We're currently part of a large group corporate structure. So, you know, that has its benefits and it has its, obviously, opportunities. So I'm looking forward to seeing what I can do with that when we're a standalone business.
Obviously, acquiring a business like this, it's not possible to do it on your own. There's a lot of people that no doubt you've had to talk to and work with, and no doubt friends and family have supported you. But if there's anyone you'd like to thank, feel free.
Yeah, absolutely, Justin. Firstly, my husband, Connor. Some would call him a saint, but to me, he's my husband. But his unwavering support and belief in me, you know, it wouldn't have been possible without him. And, you know, he's always said along the way, you've got this, like, you can do this. So thank you. To Mark Renshaw and the team at SSG for trusting me as the custodian of ANZ's next chapter. and your patience as I navigated the process. I'm grateful in your belief that I'll be able to navigate the next 20 years. And, you know, Mark and I, when we were first talking, he said to me, you will be a fantastic custodian of ANZ and you will be, you know, I truly believe that this will succeed under you. So that's huge to me because I have a huge amount of respect, as I said earlier, for Mark. So thank you. To my advisory team made up of Annette English, Daniel Morgan and Lily of Morgan and English, Jason Brown of Charmstone Advisory, my brother-in-law, Chris Garrard and Kaylee Johnson, you're absolute legends. No, there is no way I could have navigated this without you. You have so much patience and you each have such a fantastic commercial aptitude. And for that, I am so grateful. You know, there were different times, Justin, where different things come across your desk in the process and the way that they looked at things differently than I might have, that was, I'm so grateful. And then finally, to my friends who have been wondering why I've gone MIA on events, been really cryptic about what's in store for ANZ and not questioned it, your friendship is unconditional and I'm so very thankful. You know, I've got some really close friends in the industry of which I couldn't say anything to, you know, I signed a confidentiality deed. Yeah, I am so, so thankful for your support. And I know you probably thought, Charmaine's not herself, what's going on? You now all know why.
Well, Charmaine, thank you so much for coming on the Business of Bloodstock today. Obviously, it's very important that we get this update and your comments out to our readers and listeners out there. And we wish you the absolute best of luck with ANZ and your next chapter in the coming months and years ahead. It's certainly exciting and no doubt that you'll take the business in the right direction as well.
Thank you, Justin. And speaking of new chapters, I'm just going to touch on this while it's you and I on the podcast, but, you know, you're onto your new chapter soon. Obviously, you didn't know what was going on and, you know, you're off to a great new chapter at FanFave, and you and I have worked together for quite a long time now, so I've no doubt that will come back to fruition at some point. But you know, you've done a mountain of work and you've been so instrumental in the success of ANZ up until this point, so I'm very sad to see you go, but as I've said to some people, you know, you can't stop people from going on to an opportunity that they really want. So I'm really excited for you. But as I said to a few others, I'm also very sad to see you go. And but I know it won't be the end. So thank you.
Thank you very much for the kind words, Charmaine, and good luck with the next chapter.
Thank you.